This is Akashvani. The news read by Prashant Kumar Sinha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the nation at 5 p.m. today. The Prime Minister's address will be broadcast live by all stations of Akashvani and Doordarshan. It will also be streamed on Akashvani Live News 24/7 and the entire network of Prasar Bharati. In view of this, the news bulletins of 5 p.m. and 5:05 p.m. stand cancelled. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Arunachal Pradesh and Tripura tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees. In Arunachal Pradesh, he will lay the foundation stone of two major hydropower projects worth over 3,700 crore rupees. In Tripura, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the development work of the Mata Tripura Sundari Temple Complex at Matabadi under the Pilgrimage Rejuvenation and Spiritual Heritage Augmentation Drive Scheme. World Alzheimer's Day is being observed globally today. The day is observed every year to raise awareness about Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. In a social media post, Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda emphasized that the day serves as a reminder of the importance of early detection, timely treatment and proper care for those affected by the condition. He also highlighted the need for continued research to find better solutions. The government has refuted claims about a notice issued in the name of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, which directed Hindi news channels to avoid using excessive Urdu words in their broadcasts and to appoint language experts. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau has termed the claim as misleading. It clarified that the ministry has not issued any such directive to the channels. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has raised concerns after President Donald Trump increased the application fee for H-1B visas to $100,000. The department, in a statement, said they are concerned about the impact of new H-1B visa rules on employees, their families, and employers. It said they are working with the administration and its members to understand the full implications. The White House has issued a clarification regarding the new H-1B visa policy that caused confusion and panic in the tech industry, saying that a $100,000 fee will be a one-time payment imposed on new applicants. It said those who already hold H-1B visas and are currently outside of the country right now will not be charged the fee to re-enter. It will also not affect renewals or current visa holders. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer is expected to formally announce Britain's recognition of a Palestinian state in a statement. As per media report, this move will be aligned with France, Canada and Australia and will make the UK one of the first G7 nations to take this step. India and Pakistan are set to renew cricket's fiercest rivalry tonight in the Super 4 stage of the DP World Asia Cup 2025 at the Dubai International Stadium. The match begins at 8 p.m. India time. A report.
India go into tonight's Super 4 clash with a dominant record against Pakistan in T20 International. 11 wins from 14 matches, including the commanding 7-wicket victory in the Group A match on September 14th. The road to this stage has been contrasting. India cruised through the Group A unbeaten, while Pakistan scraped into the Super 4s with a win over UAE. The build-up has carried its share of controversy. PCB chief Mohsin Naqvi demanded the removal of match referee Andy Pycroft over what he called interference in the toss process in the last match. But ICC has stood firm and Pycroft will remain in charge for this high-stakes showdown today. The pitch is expected to favour batters and history leans in India's way, having won 6 of the 10 T20 internationals at this venue. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
The IMD has predicted heavy rainfall conditions at isolated places over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Gangetic West Bengal and other parts for 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.